From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at Acura.com/RDX.
Yesterday, in my job as a preschool music teacher, I felt the weight of a small baby in my arms. As I danced and sang with him, I felt how filled with brimming beauty and life he was. I put my cheek to his cheek, as if I were sneaking something impossible to find, and I wanted to stay there forever. In the weeks before Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the Jewish High Holy Days, we are taught to reflect on the Spirit, on life, and on our responsibilities to both. There are countless opinions on the form, the power, and the meaning of what many of us call God. But since teaching music to young children, both able-bodied and disabled, my reflections have been clear. I find godness in goodness in a messy preschool painting, in a 3-year-old's request for one more song. I find what I call God in the special education teacher who changes the diapers of a 7-year-old, who insists upon spoken words from a child struggling to produce any sound at all. I find God in shoes, sandy from a play yard built by volunteers. This heart, this goodness is everywhere. And even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it, it is so much more everywhere than not. In every one of us is the potential for an unimaginable quantity of goodness. Every time I see it, I fall in love all over again with how hard most of us are really trying to do the right thing. The Hebrew for Happy New Year is L'Shana Tova, literally, to year good. I choose to translate it as, to a year of good. My reflections this year concentrate on trying to be good, to be kind when I have a bona fide, backslapping, justified reason to be mean, and to dance with as many babies as I can. The good news is, I can start right now. And you don't have to be Jewish to join me. I wish every one of us an entire year of good. With a perspective, I'm Jolie Cannett.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.